What is the most important document that Christian McWhorter handles at his vault? He admits the answer may seem boring, but it doesn't make it wrong, and it certainly makes it a very interesting job overseeing a piece of important American history. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous, or 1,700 gallons of UAN, or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need, now on seed, from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Christian McWhorter, the Lincoln historian at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, gets asked one question quite a bit.
Whenever anybody asks me what my favorite object is in the collection, I have a boring answer, and it's the Gettysburg Address, because I just don't know how anything can measure up to seeing a copy of the Gettysburg Address.
He said they have a copy, yet they say it's original. There's a story behind that.
There are only 5 existing copies of the Gettysburg Address anywhere in Lincoln's own hand.
And no one is for sure which one he read from on November 19th, 1863. But why 5 copies?
The main speaker that day was this rock star orator called Edward Everett, and he gives like a 2-hour speech. And then Lincoln gets up after him and gives a 2-minute speech that becomes the most famous speech ever delivered in the English language, right? Everett, later, as an effort to raise money for soldiers, asked Lincoln to write out his address. So Lincoln writes out his address on 2 pages, and Everett binds them together, and he sells them to raise money for soldiers.
That copy, written by Lincoln and given to Everett, was sold to a private owner. So how did this library acquire it? Go back to the year 1944.
In the middle of World War II, it comes up for auction. So the state of Illinois decides we should have that copy. And the way they get it is they raise money by getting school kids to donate pennies and nickels because they got Lincoln's face on them, right? And that raises most of the money to buy it. Marshall Field III kicks in the rest, and they're able to acquire that copy. And that's the copy we have here now.
So why is that 2-minute speech so well known? There are many reasons, of course, but one has to do with an audience far larger than the crowd at Gettysburg that day. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Springfield, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCray.